Blog Talk Radio.
On to Meditation for Moms broadcast from hearttransformations.com. I am Marie Georgopoulos, and I'm so happy and grateful to be here with you today, sharing my knowledge and my wisdom about meditation and how it can assist you in transforming your life and also in embracing more of your authentic self. As a divine messenger and a healer and a spiritual mentor and also a speaker, I use my intuitive gifts to tap into divine wisdom of your higher self, your angels and your spirit guides, to guide you in your spiritual development and to assist you not only in overcoming your core lifetime issues, but also anything that is holding you back from really empowering around your own desires, your soul's desires. It's my passion, of course, and my joy to do this type of work as a divine messenger, and I look forward to assisting all of you who join me in taking this opportunity to transcend what is holding you back from your highest, truest self. Meditation, of course, I feel is key to coming back into alignment with who you truly are. Not who you think you are, but who you were born to be. And as with everything in life, meditation is, of course, an evolving experience that is beneficial for everyone, whether you're a beginner at it or you're a practiced meditator. In my journey, of course, meditation has helped me to heal my heart and has helped me also to transcend those core lifetime issues, what I call core lifetime issues, at a much faster pace so that I could begin to open up to my authentic expression. And of course, meditation was a big part of my journey in embracing my psychic gifts and higher degrees of self-awareness. Later in the year, of course, I'm going to actually be talking about how to meditate and communicate with your spirit guides and your higher self. If you're new to the show and you want to know more about me and why I'm doing this show and how I got to be a healer and divine messenger, there are several ways that you can do this. I'm not going to go into that in each show as it takes up a large segment of time. But you can go to my website about pages at hearttransformations.com. You can also go back to From My Mama's Kitchen Radio, Blog Talk Radio show page and download the first show that aired on April 7th and listen back to it. We also discussed a lot of the benefits of meditation and just the basics there as well. You can also email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com, and I'm happy to share more about myself with you online via email and also guide you in your journey if you are wanting that. Also, the shows are designed to build upon one another and move you through a transformational meditation journey, as well as helping you to understand the benefits of meditation, some of the struggles, how to overcome them, and how to breathe more effectively. I'll be taking you along in guided meditations because we're on air. This is a type of meditation that we will use, but there are many different types of meditation, and I'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show. So check out the previous shows on From My Mama's Kitchen Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to my website, hearttransformations.com, and go to the radio page, and there's a link there to the previous shows. Also, there is a Facebook group. If you're into Facebook and joining groups there called Meditation for Moms, and you can join this group. It is open to the public as far as joining, but all of the content will only be shared if you become a member of the group. And so you just go there and join, and you can post your questions there to me, and I'll tap into it every now and then, sharing with you some of my meditation wisdom, also anything that I've gone through in my journey from time to time, I'll share there. But it's an open forum for us to discuss meditation, discuss our experience, to support each other, and of course to grow as spirit and in friendship as well. So I also will post tools for meditation there and any inspiration that I receive. And as well, I'll go through post for, you know, the upcoming shows and what we might be doing on those shows. So the next thing I'd like to remind you of is that normally I have callers that will come on after the meditation, and that happens at the end of the show. I'll open the lines to callers. You can see the call-in information when you log in online, but today we will not be opening the lines for callers as I'm actually pre-recording this show for you. I'm spending time in Paris with my daughter on a vacation, a dream vacation actually, that I've always wanted since I was a teenager myself. And so my niece and my teenager are going to Paris. So I will be in Paris when this actually airs, celebrating life and the wonderful, beautiful place of Paris. So as I mentioned before, every show, it's my intention to kind of build upon the next show and to go a little bit deeper in different types of meditation and who we are as spirit. This show, I also want to talk about our mission, my mission for the show. And I do this every show. Sometimes I do it at the end of the show. Sometimes I do it before the meditation and the content. This time I feel I'm going to do it before the content. And it's so important to do this in any endeavor in your life, to just kind of build momentum towards your vision and sharing it. And so my hope for each of you is that you'll hold your own vision for your meditation journey, and also help to hold the vision of this radio show as well, if you feel so inclined. So the mission and purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to what I call a state of well-being by tapping into the fertile resources of their spirit. It is truly meant to be a return to the heart and an understanding of the depth of who you are beyond the role you chose as mother, but as women whose core essence is God, or infinite love, or divine intelligence, or goddess, or whatever you choose to call it. So my world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, connected to their spirits, really connected to their clear knowing, who give and receive love in equanimity. And that it has this sort of ripple effect out into the heart of the home, into the heart of community, and into the heart of the world. When we are more aware of ourself as spirit, and we share this space of love and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. I've seen this in my own world, and I really believe it with every fiber of my being. So I support all of you in your journey in opening up to your authentic expression and in transforming your lives into that which you truly desire. Today, we actually have a very exciting show. At least I feel it's exciting. That's probably part of my healer, inner healer, that gets excited about these things. But it is a show where I'm going to take you in a meditation that will balance your chakras. But first I want to talk a little bit about chakras and what they are and what their purpose is. Some of you may already be familiar with what the chakra system is or a chakra, and some of you may be new to this idea, but hopefully all of you will benefit from what I'm sharing today. So first, chakras are a part of what we call our subtle body. We have a physical body, and then we have a more subtle body of energy that is not seen, but can be felt and it can be detected scientifically, actually. It is actually physical, but just subtle in nature. Some people who are spiritually adept and psychically aware can actually see the auric field, that layer of energy that expands beyond our physical body. They can also see the chakras. Some clairsentient people can also feel them. So the word chakra itself is Sanskrit for wheel of light. And many, as I've said, have seen this energy sort of vortex as a wheel of light, or what may look like a mini tornado-like shape. We have seven main chakras along the vertical axis of our body, starting at the base of our spine and then moving upward to our crown or the top of our head. Most books will talk about these seven main chakras, but there are other resources also that will describe 12 chakra system as main chakras. We also have 12 main chakras that are soul level chakras that feed back into our physical body, but we won't talk about those today. I'll be describing each of the seven main chakras in a moment, just briefly. There are also many other mini chakras throughout our body. I think one time I read that there was maybe 122, but I feel there may be more than that. Each one of our little fingertips has a mini chakra. Our palm has a chakra. Our elbows, our knees, our ankles and toes. So there's many little chakras and spinning vortexes throughout our entire body. But ultimately, the chakras are designed to regulate the body-mind-spirit connection to each area of our body. They also serve to connect the body with that auric field, that field of energy that extends beyond our physical body. And of course, the auric field is comprised of several layers of subtle energy extending past the physical body. Each one of those layers of auric field ties back into one of the 12 chakras. We'll only be discussing seven of those today. You might call these subtle bodies and the chakras and the auric field are sort of spidey senses, you know, from Spider-Man, that will help us to kind of feel outside our normal five senses, or what some might call our sixth sense. So when our chakras are open to optimal levels and they're running smoothly, we feel more vital and we feel more healthy. We feel more in balance and we also feel more in tune with our sixth sense, our perception beyond the veil of illusion, so to speak. Now, I can only share, of course, so much with you today about the chakras due to the time that we have. I've actually developed courses that extend over weeks of time to assist people in chakra balancing and the full understanding of each of the chakras. But today, I'll touch base on the seven main chakras and what each regulates. So we're going to start first with the base chakra. And the base chakra, as I said, is located at the base of the spine. It is associated with the color red, which means that red energy regulates that chakra. Remember, everything in this plane of existence and beyond, everything is sound and vibration. And so colors have a certain vibration to them. And so red has been associated with that base chakra. And it starts over by where our tailbone is in that area. And it regulates the physical components of that area. So it supports the legs and the bones and the feet. It supports the immune system and the rectum and the base of the spine. But beyond the physical and what it regulates, you know, the hip area and so forth, there's also a mental and emotional support of each chakra. And so emotionally and mentally, the base chakra is associated with our family and our group safety. It's our ability to provide the necessities of life, our ability to stand up for oneself. It also is associated at times with trust and a feeling at home and stability. It's about foundations, firm foundations in life and foundational security. It also can be about honesty and integrity. So these are things that are associated with our tribe, you know, the tribe that we were born into. Some of the things that can make your chakra, your base chakra, overactive or underactive would be unstable life circumstances, like a feeling of being ungrounded or not fulfilled in your career, as this is the place of your career as well, or lack of trust or insecurity, financial issues, any sense of irresponsibility, anything that lacks good footing in the world, like a sense or a lack of belonging, and maybe even being in survival mode. That can mean that you're out of balance in that actual chakra. There is also a vowel sound that is associated with each one of the chakras. And for this chakra, it is like U-H. And that will bring in the balancing of that chakra. There's also a specific tone or a key. And I'm going to be playing some music in the meditation portion that will actually be tones that will be associated with each one of the chakras to bring them into balance. Now, there are unique tools that you can use to bring this chakra into balance. And if we have time, I'll go through some of those real quick. But right now, I'm just going to hit on the physical, mental, and emotional areas that each chakra supports. So that's the first chakra. The second chakra is the sacral chakra, and it is in the lower abdomen area, right below your belly button and in that area. The color that is associated with this chakra is orange, and the vowel sound that will help to balance this chakra is ooh, ooh, like the long ooh sound in look. And so this chakra regulates the sexual organs, the large intestines, the lower spine, the pelvis area, the appendix, the bladder, the hip area as well. And so anything that has to do with your uterus, if you're a woman, you know, any of your sexual organs. Also, you know, your areas, you know, your organs that lie in that area. Sorry, I had a little mind glitch there. And all of the sexual organs, of course, aren't tied into that area, but they do connect to the base chakra and also the second chakra. So the base chakra also does regulate some of the sexual organs as well. Now, some of the mental and emotional support areas are helping to overcome blame, guilt, any power and control issues can also be in this chakra. But most of all, this is your creative center. It's your area where of creative power. It also deals with the center of honor and ethics, of sexuality, of course, and sensuality and the pleasures in life, in expressing one's feelings. It is the chakra associated with feelings. And of course, it is the chakra that is associated with vitality and emotional fulfillment. So any time that you don't feel good or comfortable in your skin or you have sexual dysfunctions, this can mean that that chakra needs to come into balance. If you lack a sense of honor or you feel uncreative or perhaps you're stuck in blame or shame or guilt, perhaps you lack control, whether that's emotionally or maybe you're too controlling. Those can both be a sacral imbalance. Emotionally unfulfilled. If you feel emotionally unfulfilled, that means your second chakra is really wanting to open. If you have a lack of vitality, or you're not feeling sensual or delighting in your senses, all of these things are associated with that sacral chakra. And there are lots of things that can bring that sacral chakra into balance. So one of them is, you know, tapping into your creativity, just to name one. Now the third chakra going up the body is called the solar plexus. And it's at the upper abdomen area. And this is the area right around where your diaphragm is. And this chakra is associated with the color yellow. And it's also associated with the vowel of O. So instead of ooh with the sacral, this one is O. And of course, this relates to the abdomen and the stomach and the upper intestines, the liver and gallbladder, the kidneys, the pancreas, the adrenal glands and the spleen, and of course the middle of the spine as well. So each chakra regulates a certain area of the spine as well. It is also an area of trust in self. If there's anything going on with fear or intimidation or self-esteem or self-confidence, it regulates that. Self-respect, personal power and honor as well. And the power to make decisions, too, is regulated by this chakra. Self-direction as well, and actuation, and in some level of self-control as well, and authority in life. So this is about power. So some of the things that indicate, of course, an out-of-balance chakra in this area would be a lack of personal power, a sense of poor self-esteem or a lack of confidence, a lack of respect in oneself, an inability to make decisions, perhaps. It even, you may rely upon others to make your own decisions or for other people to tell you what to do. You may lack a little bit of self-control, or you may also even lack courage, because this is the center of courage and will. People who tend to not have values or struggle in understanding what they are tend to have a low sense of solar plexus opening. And also, if you're unfocused or you lack direction in life, this can also cause a disempowerment energy and therefore close this chakra down a little bit. One of the things that I would say would be really good for opening up this chakra is to release any codependent relationships and to set clear boundaries for yourself. Take a confidence building course. These are good ones for the solar plexus. So moving on up, we go now into the heart center. And this, of course, is in the center of your chest. It's in between your breasts. And the color associated with this chakra is green. Some people see it as pink. I like to see it as green. And the vowel sound associated with this is ah, like the short A, ah. And of course, the heart chakra regulates the heart, the circulatory system, the lungs, the shoulders and the arms, the ribs and the breast, the diaphragm, the thymus gland as well. And of course, the diaphragm is also associated with the solar plexus as well, so they trickle into each other. Now this is the area of love, of compassion, of forgiveness, of understanding and empathy. Our heart chakra deals with that, those affectionate sides of ourself, the warmth inside of us, the caring and nurturing, the self-acceptance, of course, too, and awareness. and generosity and access to intuition as well, as we've been discovering in our meditations. And just also self-worth. Well, self-worth also deals with your solar plexus, but it has some things to do with your heart as well. So some of the things that you may be feeling, if this chakra is out of balance, are feelings of hatred or ill feelings towards oneself, unable to forgive, maybe even grief and anger, resentment or bitterness, loneliness. We always talk about the lonely heart. Maybe you lack hope or compassion, or you have a sense of uncaring, especially for yourself. You may feel unaffectionate or unable to love, or maybe you feel unworthy to be loved. You know, it's that sense of feeling heavy-hearted when this chakra starts to close down. Sometimes when we take offense easily, it means that we have an imbalance in our heart chakra. If we have difficulties laughing, or even if we lack intuitive guidance, it could mean that we need to work on forgiveness and compassion. So of course, great things to balance this chakra are counseling. I find healing, healing the heart, and also doing any forgiveness work or meditations to open the heart. Laughter yoga is great too, just to name a few. Now moving on up into the body, into the throat center is actually the color blue. And I see this as a beautiful blue sky color. And it has the vowel that balances this chakra is I, the long I. I. And so it governs the throat, the thyroid, the neck vertebrae, the mouth and teeth and gums, also the ears, the esophagus, the parathyroid, the hypothalamus. And so it deals with, excuse me, speaking your truth or your personal expression, following one's dream. It deals with communication and your ability to connect. It also deals with flexibility. You know, if we are stiff necks, sometimes it can mean that we're lacking flexibility or we're not communicating clearly with others. It also is access to our intuitive voice. I actually bring in information through my throat at times and speak that wisdom. It kind of bypasses my emotional brain without even thinking. It just comes in. Some people call this channeling. But it is one of those areas that helps us to express ourselves. So if we're feeling a fear of speaking, or we lack a dream, or we have trouble expressing our soul self, we have trouble maybe, like I said, communicating effectively, or we feel shy or not forthright, we feel untruthful even, or pessimistic, or sometimes if we're blunt, we're too harsh with our words and our voice. Maybe we lack an intuitive voice in the world, or we don't act on it. All these can affect the level of openness or clarity of the throat chakra. So easily you can just find ways to express yourself. Take a communication course like Toastmasters maybe, joining a club, sing and take vocal classes. Also, be able to bend and be a little bit more flexible. Speak your truth. Really open up to your inspired actions and chant. Whenever you chant sacred Sanskrit, especially like Om or Om Shanti Om, it can open the throat. So moving on up into the body, into the third eye now. The third eye is between the eyebrows and its color is indigo. And the vowel sound for this particular one, this particular chakra, is A, the long A. And now this works and governs the brain, the nervous system, the eyes, the ears as well, the nose, the pineal gland, which is at the center of the brain, the pituitary gland in the back of the brain, the upper portion of the head, the seat of awareness, this is also called, the ability to analyze and to perceive, and the ability to see accurately in life. Also our ability to discern and think things through, to have higher understanding, the power of our imagination, dreaming and visualization, how we see ourselves in the world, our open-mindedness. It also helps us to focus our vision into the world. So, of course, it deals with the vision of our eyes as well. And, of course, on a psychic level, it deals with psychic vision or clairvoyancy. So, an out-of-tune third eye chakra or sixth chakra is someone who may lack a vision in life or is unfocused in it or unable to discern well or analyze, or maybe you lack cognitive ability. Maybe you lack imagination. You're unable to visualize. You see yourself poorly or can be closed-minded. So all of these things are associated with our sight, you know, too. If we have farsightedness or nearsightedness, sometimes that means that we have an inability to see things far, to have a vision for our future. Or we have an inability to see things right in front of us and recognize ourselves. And the one thing that can really help to open the center is to create a vision for your life and keep focus upon it. So moving up into the crown chakra now. And the crown chakra is, of course, on the top of the head. And the color associated with it is a white and violet color. So very like lavender sort of color. And the vowel associated with this is E, the long E sound. Now this chakra regulates the scalp and portions of the brain in the upper head. It's also our connection to our highest spiritual consciousness. It's our portal to the infinite. It's also those feelings of devotion and selflessness come from there. And it connects us to the big picture, the picture beyond the veil, beyond the three-dimensional world even. And so some of the things that can be an indicator of an overactive or underactive, crown chakra is a lack of faith. And this could be a faith in oneself, a feeling of anxiousness too, a feeling of unconnected to the greater good or greater things than yourself. Maybe you have trouble experiencing bliss in your life, or you lack spirituality. Maybe you lack trust in the divine order of things, or you lack higher guidance. Also, this area governs our mental clarity as well as our third eye. So some of the things that can open this chakra is, of course, meditation, and, you know, meditating and concentrating on the crown area as well, taking a self-mastery course, or a spiritual awakening course, or practicing yoga. There are specific postures in yoga that actually aid each one of these chakras to balance. You can use crystal quartz, an actual crystal or an amethyst to open the crown. You can wear violet. My actual room, my healing room that I do work in, is painted violet. And so these are just some of the things to balance. And since I have just a little bit more time before we go into meditation, I'll go back into the base chakra. Some of the things that you can do to balance this chakra is to take action to bring stability into your life. Face and deal with your financial issues and find a career that you really feel good about and pursue it. Of course, be honest with yourself and take responsibility. Heal your drama with your family. You know, learn to create something different and to let it go. Those are some of the things. For the second chakra, I love Pamper You days. You know, where we really get to feel, you know, we feel the pleasure of having our feet rubbed or getting a massage or, you know, really pampering our skin. Maybe it's through, you know, some kind of foot bath that you give yourself. But anything that will also help to clear shame or blame, anything that strengthens your core muscles actually will help to balance this. But most of all, really honoring yourself and making those decisions that honor yourself and others. So this is a brief synopsis of the chakras, and there's so much more out there and so much more to know even still about each one of these chakras. But today, I wanted to take you in a journey into your chakras in a meditation. And in this journey, I will be actually guiding you through bringing your focus to each one of your chakra centers, and then we'll be using the color associated by imagining the color associated and just holding it there along with the chant of the vow in our mind. Now we can chant this out loud, or we can say it silently. But it doesn't matter. I'll also have the sounds playing in the background. So if you feel uncomfortable with the chanting, then just listen to the sounds and put your attention on your breath and the image of the color there. So we're going to get started now. I'm going to cue up the music. And this starts with the base chakra. And we're going to start by just sitting comfortably, feet on the floor, and just breathing in and out through your nose, taking those long inhales and exhales, and putting your focus on the sound of your breath and the sound of the sounds, the music. And taking a long breath in and a long breath out. And we're going to repeat this intent. Beloved higher self, I ask that you assist me today in blending with my source self and in restoring my well-being by helping me to balance my chakras and to open them up to the optimal levels that I can maintain today. I thank you for your assistance in helping me to restore balance and well-being. Now continue to breathe, relaxing your body by starting with your toes and your feet. Then relaxing your ankles and your calves, breathing deeply in and out. And relaxing your legs and your hips. And now your stomach area, just relaxing and breathing deeply. And breathing in and out. Relaxing your shoulders and your arms and all the way down to your hands and your fingers, breathing in and out. And relaxing your neck and your face and all of the muscles around your eyes and your scalp, just that we relax, we can just move our attention to our base chakra, which is down by your tailbone and your hip area. Just imagine this beautiful red ball of light centering in this base chakra area. And as you exhale, you can expand it a little bit. Chant the vowel take our attention to our sacral chakra, and we're going to bring orange here, and the color of orange, and you can still think of the red if you want to. Think of a ball of light, and you can expand it as you breathe in and out, chanting the center. And here we're going to imagine a beautiful green light, beautiful ball of green light. I like to see an emerald green. And we can expand it as we breathe out. And we're going to chant the vow. Letter I. Breathe in and out of the throat, bringing blue here. So many people have throat issues and stiff necks. We hold our tension here a lot, so just take a little extra time here, breathing in and out. And now we're going to move up very gently into the third eye area, which is right between our eyebrows. And we're going to imagine a beautiful indigo ball of light. And indigo is the color of like navy blue or a midnight sky. It's a very deep, deep color blue. And just imagine this ball light just growing with each exhale, maybe even relaxing the brow area a little bit more, your muscles, and just imagining helps to open this actual center. And we're going to chant the long A sound, which is the sound of this particular chakra, the sixth chakra. The vowel for the crown, as we mentioned before, is E, and we'll chant that as well. Crown area and that violet light. You can continue to chant E as well until the music comes to a stop. Breathing in and out. Expanding the ball at the crown of your head if you want. As you exhale and inhale. And if you need to, relaxing the scalp a little bit more. Breathing in and out. And so there you have it, the total chakra balancing meditation. And you can play it back anytime you wish. You can download, of course, the podcast to this show. And while we're sitting here, we're just going to close off the auric field, now that it's in a nice, beautiful resonance, by just imagining this beautiful white light all around your auric field in this huge ball of light, almost like a snow globe. And just hold it for a second or two as you breathe, and just continue to come back to the space. Chakra meditations are some of my most powerful meditations. I always feel, even just playing the tones, I feel so much better if I feel out of balance. Oftentimes I'll play the sounds as I fall asleep at night and let them just run during the night as well while I'm sleeping on very low volume. This particular CD is called Edgar Cayce Sounds of Meditation. And Edgar Cayce was a famous prophet in the 1930s, who was also a medical intuitive. But anyway, I thank you all for being here today. I'm going to leave a little bit of time for Johnny at the end to come in with his words of wisdom and to share his upcoming shows. I did want to also point you guys to the website on the radio show page, Heart Transformations. There's a beautiful guide, a meditation guide called Art of Transformational Meditation, and it has all of my really good meditations in there, and it'll help you to understand meditation, how to invoke the power of your spirit, also how to use meditation for healing purposes as well. You can get all this for a simple contribution of $10, and part of that contribution is going out to help two really good charities. You can find out more on the website about them. But if you do not have the $10, please feel free to download it. There is a link to do so for free. You can also access my free gift on my homepage called Healing and Awakening the Heart. It is an MP3 series, and many people are downloading this and have found value with it, so please feel free to use it. And if you have any questions, again, email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. I also want to recommend that you try out a complimentary Heart Transformations Breakthrough Consult. You can register for this also on my homepage. And those are for you and I to connect with your soul and find out what it is that you need the most help with right now and what it is that your soul desires for you. And I'll kind of touch into where your soul might take you on a journey, you know, into healing or self-discovery, and see if I have a resource for you. If I don't, I usually will give you a resource by a book or a name of another person. So just know that our upcoming shows will be posted ahead of time at From My Mama's Kitchen. Our next show, we will have a delightful person, Cher Kaufman, sharing the art of meditative drawing in her new book, The Artful Mandala. And so we'll be doing meditative drawing. So bring your pens and your sketch pad for that one. Thank you, Johnny. I'm going to leave the rest of the show to you now. And thank you to all of my listeners. I look forward to hearing your feedback on our Facebook page or by connecting with me personally. Much love. Many blessings. Namaste.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Tan. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Judith Fertig. She is an award-winning cookbook author and food and lifestyle writer. Judith and I will be talking about how to write novels you can read like cookbooks and cookbooks you can read like novels. We will also be discussing her latest delicious novel, The Cake Therapist. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.